7+.
That's a 7+. Okay. Let's go.
Coach, was it nice to finally win a challenge? And who was responsible?
We've got Nigel and Brian back in the back room, and I don't know what our record is in challenges, but it's a little to a lot against us, and those ones are usually black and white. It was close. It was definitely close, but we still had the lead had that not been offside, but I think that took a little bit of the wind out of their sails when they had that one called back.
You haven't had Johnny and Vlad and Kucherov together a whole lot, but when they can kind of recreate the way they have the last few games, just how nice is it to see those three guys back to where maybe they were a couple years ago?
Well, yeah, it's been, you've been with us, whether it's been the injuries and so many different things that have gone on during the year, and we just have a different lineup every single night, and but it's been really nice in these past couple weeks to have the same lineup in there, and guys are just slotting into their roles, and I think, as a coach, they've been really good together, and sometimes they've gotten stale together, and now they're back together, and they've had a couple of fantastic games, but the big thing is who they're doing it against. And they go up against one of the best players in the world, and you got a McDavid and a Draisaitl and Pat Maroon. That's, by my count, was 60 some goals that those three have this year, and to do what they did and have the success, that was really big for us.
Are you amazed at the ability for those three guys to just go like that with the chemistry? I mean, they haven't been together for a while. You put them together in Dallas at the end, and all of a sudden, just like that, boom, there they are.
Well, I think, I'd like to say it was kind of brewing a little bit here. I think we've been struggling to score goals. We've gone through a spurt where we'd scored some, and then we struggled to score some. But the biggest thing for everybody, and it's not so much, well, you just put them together and all of a sudden the magic starts. It's playing the right way before that happened. And everybody'd been defending really well, when that's happening and you're just responsible all over the ice, things kind of open up for you a little bit, and all of a sudden now you've got the puck more, you've got the puck in the right places more, and that's what's been happening for them. And like as I've told the guys, it's you defend the way we need you to defend, but once you get in the offensive zone, we give these guys pretty free rein, as long as we're just not giving up odd mans the other way. And they want the puck, they have the puck, and it's not just those three guys, but the D pairings with them, everybody's getting involved, and you know how it is, they're feeling it, and when you're feeling it, it's like, put me back out there, coach, and they've been doing a heck of a job.
Specifically about Kucherov, what difference does he make when he is maybe your best player right now?
How many shots has he had the last two games on that?
13 or
14. Joe, I expect more out of you. 15. So he's had 15 shots on goal in two games. That's a big number. And the one, probably the easy one he had, he hit the post at the end there. But when you've got that mentality, now he's got the shoot first mentality as opposed to the pass first, good things are going to happen. And actually, I didn't realize he had 4 points tonight. But it's funny, he could have 4 points the other night and didn't. And then gets 4 points tonight, and he's commanding the puck and he's shooting the puck, and that's what scorers need to do. And he's just another one that he understands that's what he has to do, and now it's paying dividends for him.
Did the break do him good?
I think the break's done a lot of guys good, to be honest. And the positive thing is we had a little positive mojo going into the break. So we came back, and everybody at first practice back, the one before we flew off to Dallas, everybody was just jumping, and there was just a really good vibe, and we had it the pregame skate when we went up Dallas, and it's just continued. And I know, ultimately we didn't win that game, but we gamed out a point and felt we played pretty well, and we've just kind of continued that on. And you know, guys are having fun now, and you know, tip your hats to our goaltenders too. They've, you know, they're both playing well, and it's really helped us.
You talked a lot about like playing better defensively, especially the last month or so. What area defensively? What was the part of it that really kind of impressed you the most about the way they've, you know?
Oh, there's so many different things, but first of all, we're not spending much time in our zone, so we're not trying to make a ton of plays when we have the puck in our zone, which is one thing. The other thing is the shot blocking, the in lanes, and being physical. Like, we've really turned up our physical game in this little stretch here, and it's helped. And when you're making a commitment to defend, it gives you a chance to win the game, and that's what the guys are doing, and it's paying off. Good.
Thank you.